Sulawesi is an island of Indonesia whose northwest region was hit hard by an earthquake and tsunami last week. In total, the disaster left at least 70,000 people homeless, and it killed more than 1,400, though that number is expected to increase as rescuers comb through the rubble. According to the Red Cross, one village near the quake's epicenter was obliterated. Locals say the ground turned to liquid during the disaster, with homes collapsing into the mud. And to give you a sense of how volatile that ground still is, an ongoing volcanic eruption on Sulawesi seemed to increase in intensity after the quake hit. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who visited the affected area earlier this week, says that basic services have to be restored before rebuilding can be a priority. Deliveries of supplies, everything from water and clothes to gasoline, are coming in by sea to places that are inaccessible by land. One aid worker says the survivors have lost relatives, homes, and livelihoods. They can't be allowed to lose hope. Many of them are lining up to catch a boat or a plane to parts of their island country that are still intact.